It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got a tweet saying, "Hello, my friend. I'm very concerned about our city limits. He doesn't seem himself. Please check on him." Limits? Would you care to answer that?
That's very nice of that concerned party. Yes, I am making my way back from my dehydration and my what I think was food poisoning, but it probably was not food poisoning. But
what do you think it was?
I think it was food poisoning, I should say. My dad thinks it was not.
I don't think it was food poisoning. What do you think it was? Food poisoning?
I think it was food poisoning. My dad said it was not.
Something's wrong, Limits.
I know.
What? Are you okay?
Yes. Okay. I'm getting better.
Okay.
You seem to be a little crabby today.
I've never seen you like this.
I know.
You're a little short.
Yep.
More sleep and relaxation.
Short.
Do the trick.
Disheveled, distracted as you look toward the door. Something's wrong this week.
Yeah, and Kilberger was making faces in the window.
And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. And the listeners apparently agree. This guy, Coach Tom Micklin, he calls himself. I'm very concerned about our city limits.
Well, thank you to Coach for his concern and his thoughts, and hopefully I can be put back in the game very soon.
Two other people criticized me for my golf swing, that going low, our golfing project here put up on Twitter. It's a wonderful thing, going low. But it was my first practice swing. The guy, Sam from Clearwater, says, "Next time you're in Clearwater, I'll set it up my treat." That sounds good to me. And Steve, who I think also, no, he wasn't criticizing me, but he also has an invite to Shadow Lakes and also says my treat. Paul, this sounds great. Everybody's treating for golf.
Yeah, that's good. That's the best part. I mean, you have sort of carved out your niche.
Golf to me is like beer for Ron. The two best kinds are free and free light, right?
Yeah.
Also an update on...
I thought by osmosis I would be getting lots of invites by being on the show, but I never do.
Nobody gotten wants, a couple?
Nobody wants to play with me. They all want to play with you, Joe.
We went out to Ligonier. My friend Bill out in Ligonier. We had a nice round out there. Remember, Paul?
Yes.
That was at the beginning of golf season.
Very nice.
It was wonderful. Also, an update on my bite from yesterday. I opened the show in a panic. I went to the doctor at 3:30. Her first question was, "Did you see a tick?" And then my blood pressure immediately rose just upon the question. I said, "No. Are you saying this is a tick bite?" And then she kind of backed off. But she's a doctor, and she opened by saying, "Was there a tick involved, Paul?" So it must have occurred to her that this could be a tick bite. I'm not crazy, am I?
No.
She saw my panic, and she said, no, I'm not saying that. I just wanted to know. But if she opened with that line. Now that I think about it, she thought it was a tick bite. Limits?
Yeah, I didn't think it was because I thought it detached itself and kind of just stayed there for a while until it was detached.
Is that what happens, Paul, with tick bites?
That's what I thought it was.
The tick just stays there for days?
If you don't get it out... You basically have like and I don't want to, you know.
I think until it dies and falls off.
Yeah, but you can,
what?
You can, if you can pull it out, you can get it out, you know, within like, say, 24 hours or 12 hours or something like that. If you can get it out, you'll be okay. You won't have to go through the process. But I guess the longer it stays in there, you know what I mean? The longer it can become a real problem.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you don't have Lyme.
Yes, I do have to make sure of that. She ultimately decided it was a bite of some kind that I had an allergic reaction to. She took my temperature. Now I'm afraid, you know, anytime if I feel hot, that something's happening. If the thing gets bigger, it's trouble. I didn't need this. I'm from vacation. Did you see this, Paul? Look.
Oh, I could see it. Yeah,
Look at that spider.
Yeah. Bite. Well, that ain't good.
Maybe everybody. Yeah, it's not good. That's what I'm saying. It's not good.
No, it's not. I'm glad you got it checked out, though.
I'm not, because I still don't have any satisfaction other than it's an allergic reaction.
Well, it could have been a lot worse. Where
what could it have been worse?
We got to give you medication right now.
She
something
did
bad
give me
could
medication. She gave me pills to take before bed every night. She said, take this pill before bed every night and go get some cortisone.
Well, there you go. I did not know.
But that's the thing. It could have been worse. It could have been something that wasn't easily treatable. That's what he's saying.
Well, it could have been. But she's not sure it's treatable. We're still monitoring it. That's the problem. Limits was hungover, says Dude of Life. Why are we falling for this dehydration?
Well, that's the thing.
You were absolutely hungover yesterday.
I was 1,000% not. I did not drink one thing on Sunday. I was outside. We had a family party at 2 o'clock. I was at that for about an hour and a half. Then I played wiffle ball for 4.5 hours. And if you know me, I don't drink nearly enough water than I should. And I'm advised to do that all the time by people.
Well, how does that explain today's problems with you?
Yeah, that I don't know.
All right, let's
Sounds kind of suspect.
I'm much better today than I was yesterday.
Absolutely suspect. Something doesn't add up here.
Hey, if you don't believe my honesty, then I don't know what to tell you.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Paul has a new flow read coming up. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. Up to $7,500 in rebates. It's Chevy Summer Drive. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High in 90 today with sunny skies. Give us one of the choice Shelty Q&As here, and we'll move ahead here with some Shelty stuff. Can we hear that, please, Limits?
Yes. Shelton was talking about managing innings with Paul Skenes as well as Jared Jones.
Do you have plans in place to skip starts or otherwise manage his innings?
Well, I think we will manage his innings. I mean, we've said that from the get-go, even when he started the year in the minor leagues, and we built it up that way. And then I think the other thing that we'll see is just actually, you know, how the season goes, when we can get him extra days, how things like that work. We've been pretty open and transparent with the fact that we've tried to get 6 days or 5 days for guys, for all of our guys, not just Paul and Jared, but from the rest of them, to give them extra rest. And, I mean, it's kind of how Ortiz ended up in our rotation. The fact that we have, you know, Marco back, Perez is back, Falter will be back at some point. I think we can get creative to make sure that we get him the right rest, but still, you know, keep him healthy and keep him in the big leagues.
I'll buy that. I'll buy what they've been doing with Skenes all along, as a matter of fact. I thought they
Here's why I don't buy it.
They operated in good faith bringing him up when they did.
Right.
And he's right. They've looked for little spots where they can get him some innings.
Can I give you my thoughts?
I mean, some saved innings.
Can
yes.
Can I give you my thoughts?
Please.
Pitchers' injuries, arm troubles, all those kinds of things are random.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're deluding themselves and kidding themselves into thinking that, oh, if we do all these crazy things, we're going to protect his arm. If he's built the way we think he's built, and it looks like he is, I mean, look at Garrett Cole. The guy was a bulldog for, what, 10 years or 8 to 10 years or whatever it was before he had an arm injury that kept him out for, what, 30 days, and he's back now.
Yeah, I agree. By and large, I agree with you.
My point is,
why wouldn't you have kept him in the no-hitter then?
All of these over-the-top rest program things, and you know, we have to skip starts and we have to monitor this and we can't let them do this. I just think it's a lot of baseball people. Baseball's become the ultimate game where the people that run it, the people in it, they all insist they're the smartest people on the planet.
But you said you agreed with Shelton.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem.
Keep him in a no-hitter then.
I have no problem with saying, okay, we're not going to let you go 120 or 130 pitches. Because I don't know that guys do that. Although I will say he did that at LSU last year a few times, where he went 120, 130 pitches.
Yeah.
So to me, but I can live with that, Joe. But this thing of where we have to shut him down for 2 weeks, or we have to, you know, skip starts, and we have to do all this other stuff.
Well, he didn't really say that.
He didn't. But my point is with other guys.
No, I agree. I said yesterday.
Yeah. Pitchers are going to get hurt.
Yeah. You're either predisposed to be injured or you're not.
That's my number one thing.
That's the best thing I can come up with, because all the people who get paid lots of money to study these things and research them and implement them clearly have no idea what they're doing. So why doesn't my opinion count as much as theirs?
Right.
After all these years of babying pitchers, we're in the middle of a pitching injury epidemic. So what they did didn't work. So I'm going to stick with my opinion, which apparently is I share with you, that you're either predisposed to these types of injuries or you're not.
Right.
You're either Steven Strasburg and Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood, or you're Justin Verlander or Garrett Cole or Max Scherzer, where you go years and years between injuries as a power pitcher, right?
No, I mean, again, I think that's what I've sort of been able to learn, you know? I mean, you know, Strasburg is the ultimate example in my mind. Like, you know, they treated that guy with kid gloves.
Yeah.
And he's basically out of baseball now, because his arm, you know what I mean, is just, it's very clear to me that he was a guy who basically just was predisposed to be injured. His body was built that way, you know? And so
at the same time, if they want to give him a day here and a day there, I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem with that.
Because I don't look at that necessarily as injury maintenance, at least not in my mind. I look at it like, oh, I've never gone near this many innings before. That's the point we're going to reach by September. So I want to see him at his strongest. I think fatigue, much the way it set in during the no-hitter, according to Shelty at least, could set in during the season. And I look at those days off as a way to mitigate fatigue.
Yeah, I mean, again, there are circumstances I agree with. There are some circumstances I'll agree with it. What I'm saying is this thing where everybody has to have kid gloves and we have to like treat these guys like they're fragile little China dolls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some guys that are just going to get hurt, and there are other guys who they're built, their body is built, and you know what? They're going to be able to go out and pitch the way they need to pitch.
So, I'm with you for the most part there. We're going to hear from Shelty on some other topics, including this one.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.